if you'll just introduce yourself real quick.
And sure, I'm Charlie from Jars of Clay.
I'm Matt, and I'm also from Jars of Clay.
All right. First of all, how long have you been playing? I know you started in college. How long has that been now?
It's been, I think it's been almost 6 years since we like wrote our first song in college. So basically, we were together for about a year in college, and then we started dropped out of college and moved to Nashville. And it's been about 5 years since then.
How was the group actually formed?
Why don't you take it?
I met Steve and Dan at Greenville College in Illinois. We were all studying music there. Basically, just lived on the same dorm floor and really sort of hit it off. Friendship-wise, had a lot in common musically. Ended up writing some songs that year, really sort of for our own enjoyment. And just one thing led to another. We kept writing and sort of had this kind of neat thing going that the friends around us at college really enjoyed. And end of that year, did a CD demo, entered a contest in Nashville, and ended up winning this competition. And then that's when we sort of moved to Nashville, and I called Matt. Matt and I grew up together in upstate New York. He came down, started playing guitar with us, and the rest is touring.
Okay. Well, that's cool. What do you enjoy most about your career? Is it the touring, the recording, just meeting people, or what do you enjoy most?
This guy named Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, getting to work with him is really kind of one of the biggest blessings of our career today. Can you think of anything else besides that, Charlie? Not really, huh?
I mean, there's stuff, like, down there on the list.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
There's Dave, and then there's this big space, and then there's, like, cool cities. And,
you know, like, opening for Sting is, like, kind of down there. Where,
yeah.
Making records.
Yeah. New music. Right now we have an album that's not out yet, but a bunch of new songs that we're real excited about. So that's kind of what's, you know, getting us real enthusiastic right now.
Are you on the studio right now working on that, or have you finished it, working for the production all, or what step of the stage are you in?
We are pretty much done. We are in mix mode right now, so we're mixing the project right now.
So it's a long, drawn-out process. Do we have a street date or anything for it yet that we can tell everybody, and
yes.
Or is that top secret?
Yes, we do.
November 9th, 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 9th.
This is Dan, our singer.
Hi. How you doing, Dan?
Hi, I'm good.
Let's see. Let me go down the list here. What is your goal as a band and as musicians? Do you have a goal? Do you have a mission?
Well, it's good that Dan just walked up because he loves to answer this question.
We're trying to take over the world, one White Castle at a time.
That's right.
Okay. And one last question for each one of you. What is your life verse, and what does it mean to you? How has it touched your life?
Wow. I think mine is probably, it's a promise in Romans 8:39, and it's basically nothing can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. And I think it just sort of sustains me through whatever sort of things are going on, you know, whether I haven't been home in a long time or, you know, relationships are difficult or whatever kind of situations we're going through. I think that's a promise that I hold on to and remind myself of often.
I think one of mine would have to be Philippians 1:21, which says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And I just think that that just really, in a very nuts and bolts sort of way, kind of defines our perspective as we view ourselves through the gospel. So, yeah,
I don't know if I have a life verse. I guess it probably changes every time I look in the Bible, and there's, you know, different things become more relevant, and other things become, you know, less for the moment, I suppose. And it's just, I've been studying a lot, I guess, in the book of Galatians, and it's been a very powerful book and a great place to start learning what it means to be a son of Christ, you know, a son and daughter, you know, living in communion with God, and what it means to be in a relationship like that. So that's been a very powerful book.
Okay. Do y'all have any closing thoughts? Anything you'd like to leave with everybody here?
Just a prepared statement that we have.
Yeah.
Would you like to read the prepared statement,
Charlie? Yeah, let me just make sure I can remember it.
Okay.
Good. All right, here it is. Thank you. Good night.
All right, the new album comes out November 9th.
Yes.
No, and the name of the album is?
If I Left the Zoo.
All right, we've been speaking with Jars of Clay on Lighthouse 21.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.